Thank you for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. From one generation to the next, Chinese Christians need resilience under increasing pressures. Then, third world prisons can be a turning point for incarcerated terrorists. We'll cover that story in just a few moments. But first, what's your mental picture of the church in China? New guidelines from the Chinese Communist Party this month pile restrictions on how clergy can use internet platforms to preach and teach. Yet, don't think of these Christians as being in retreat. Joe Handley with A3 explains that years ago, one Chinese pastor said,
"We grew up in an era where our churches went from underground to overground and back underground. We know how to pivot on the fly."
Reframe your vision of the Chinese church this way.
No matter what thing comes their direction, they're resilient.
That perseverance comes from God, so please pray. The new regulations limit the use of social media and short-form content and more for religious leaders. They require support for socialist values and government oversight, among other CCP goals.
It's critical that we pray that those of us that are involved in the leadership development space are thinking ahead of the curve.
Pray especially for God's grace upon future leaders who may not have experienced faith under pressure like their parents and grandparents have.
The next generation is going to be critical, because they're the generation that will carry the gospel. So I'd pray for the young people of China that they will be able to weather the storms that come their way.
Then we continue to Pakistan, where Christians staged a protest for justice that ended September 2. 2 years ago, extremists in Jaranwala destroyed many of their churches and homes. Nehemiah from FMI says,
"Protest wasn't just about property damage or compensation. It was about justice as well, and accountability and being heard. The community felt neglected by those claiming to advocate for them."
Unlike Western protests, these demonstrations are tightly controlled by the government.
They allocate you a one specific spot where Christian community is allowed to sit and file their record as a protest.
Sometimes it's only 200 square feet that you can't leave. Yet, it was a significant 17-day event.
It marked the first time Christians in that area collectively protested for their rights in such an extended and visibly way.
The Victims Committee, Jaranwala, led the protest, saying, "Justice, peace in the name of Christ." Restricted space kept many from joining, but another goal was achieved.
To register their protest or just let international well know what is happening in Pakistan with Christians.
Their plea reached you. Pray for justice for Jaranwala victims. Learn more at missionnews.org. And radicalized terrorists are some of the hardest to reach for Christ. It's dangerous, and they don't necessarily make themselves accessible. However, in prison, that's a different story. Quite literally, an incarcerated extremist becomes a captive audience for the gospel. Greg Von Tobel, president of Prisoners for Christ, says,
"When we talk about third world prisons, there's a lot of terrorist groups that have found themselves in prison. What better opportunity to share the love of Christ with some of the hardest of hearts that are bent on evil, and having them come to know the Lord, getting released, and going back to their communities and sharing the love of Christ?"
PFC helps believers behind bars start churches in third world country prisons. For terrorists, prison church is often the first place they hear the gospel. Don Solomeyer, PFC's Director of International Affairs, explains inmates enter prison churches with curiosity.
"And it says, this is a safe place. This is a place you can come. You can ask questions, you can learn, you can grow."
Pray for extremists in prison to turn to Christ.
We have to have the discipleship piece, you know, feeding, growing inmates that are babes in the Word of God, and watching them and growing them into brave warriors for the cause of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.